biggest show. It's the one that's really capturing imagination.
But I think more than that is the people of Emporia coming out to support us all the way.
The event as a whole is just such a unique atmosphere. People from all over the county, country, world converge into one community.
We cannot wait to be back in Emporia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Funbound Gravel Podcast, where we discuss how fun is fast and fast is fun, especially at Unbound Gravel. I'm your host, Nick Legan.
And I'm Kristen Legan.
Now let's talk gravel.
So this episode is a little bit of a departure from our previous two. We wanted to do a quick episode where we share a little bit about ourselves, Nick and Kristen, and why we wanted to start this podcast. So Nick, why don't you kick us off a little bit with just a little background of who you are and your gravel background and all of your experiences there.
Absolutely. So first of all, I'm married to Kristen. I have the honor of being her husband. That's our relationship. In terms of who I am as an individual, I have a background as a mechanic. I'm a former World Tour and Olympic mechanic. I'm a former cycling journalist. I wrote a book about gravel cycling. It has a real original name. It's called Gravel Cycling. In terms of kind of a resume or a cycling palmares, I'm a five-time Unbound 200 finisher. I've finished Unbound XL, Trans Iowa, Gravel World's Long Voyage, and I've also finished a Tour Divide. I currently lead gravel marketing for Shimano, so I do have a bias there, and I'm happy about being upfront and open about that. Thankfully, we try not to get into the weeds too much in what's good, what's bad in terms of gear like that on the podcast. But above all, I'm KP's number one supporter. You know, I'm the person on the side of the road trying to give her time splits and water bottles. So that's a little bit about me. Kristen, how about you?
Well, first I want to just jump in there and just say, you know, we have a coaching company. I do most of the coaching with our athletes, but Nick is a big part of the race planning and particularly around the equipment selection and, you know, tire pressure, everything from that. So beyond, you know, your work in the industry, you're also working a lot with athletes, just trying to make them more efficient and faster out there. So a good, you know, note, because we talk a lot about that kind of stuff on the podcast. So you have a good background in that as well.
And I enjoy it a lot. It's a lot of fun. I like to call you our athletes.
Our gravel, number one gravel nerd right here, I would say.
Accepted.
But yeah, in terms of my background, from a racing perspective, I've been racing gravel for over a decade now. Nick dragged me into Unbound for my first one in 2013. I've done the 200 a handful of times. Done the XL a handful of times. I got my first Unbound win, which was super cool last year at the Unbound XL. Woo! So that's been really cool. And then I've done, a lot of just different gravel, mountain bike, endurance racing across the country. Kind of a lot of the same ones Nick has mentioned. But yeah, just love gravel, love mountain biking, all the endurance stuff. But most of all, I just love Unbound because it's such a special event. And a great community in town. Besides racing, I have a coaching company, Rambler Coaching. Been working with endurance athletes for, I don't know, probably 15 years now, but got into the gravel kind of coaching early on, like basically once I started racing it, there were not a ton of coaches out there or people really talking about the training for it. And so that's where I started up my own kind of business focused on that real long, epic endurance kind of area. So I've been doing that for 10 years or so. And Nick and I have both been kind of partnered with Unbound, particularly as a coaching partner of Unbound for the last 5 years. So we've been out helping with the camps, which we're heading out to next week. And then just being kind of the official coaching partner of the race. So that's my background.
Yeah, and I'll jump in there to say that, Kristen, you also have a background as a professional road racer. You did the USA Challenge, Pro Cycling Challenge, and the women's stage race here in Colorado. You did the Rev Tour, which was where you and five other women rode the entire 2012 Tour de France route a day ahead of the men. And you were also a professional triathlete, so a really varied athletic background. That's not to mention your collegiate swimming and all of those things. So you're a long time elite athlete, and I think it's worth mentioning, not to brag, but because you bring all those things to bear when it comes to your coaching.
For sure. Yeah. And our athletes vary so much too, in terms of, you know, the types of sports they're doing, the off season training that they're doing, but also just the range of, you know, we coach a lot of people who are just trying to do their first gravel race and feel good out there, and then up to the, you know, the elite. I mean, I coach myself, so I would say, you know, everybody from a very much beginner to somebody that's, you know, trying to win some of these races here and there. So,
More on the finisher end of things, like me. Yeah. I mean, Kristen coaches me. She gives me workouts all the time, whether I do them or not. But, you know, yeah, you do support a wide variety of athletes, which is a lot of fun for both of us when I get the chance to be involved.
Yeah. So I think that kind of brings us into, like, why did we start a podcast? And, you know, I'll let Nick, you can jump in here. But I think for the most part is that we spend a lot of time, Nick and Kristen, talking about gravel, talking about training, talking about equipment, all of these things. And, you know, we spend our life talking about this. So why not put it, you know, get some microphones and put it out there and have some conversations with some great people and their experiences as well.
Absolutely. You know, Emporia is a special place for both of us. Unbound means a lot to us, not just as something that we've achieved athletically, but as a way to connect with a lot of amazing human beings. And so almost a thank you to the community that's given us a lot, we're trying to do this podcast to share information. In particular, when I was kind of thinking about this podcast, I had three things in mind, and that was to inspire, to entertain, and to educate. And we want to do that by sharing our experiences, but of course by also bringing on other people in this space, because it's through their anecdotes, through their shared knowledge and stories that I think a lot of people can really internalize a lot of these lessons that are hard earned. Some of these things, when you're standing in a ditch, it's kind of hard to have some wherewithal. But the idea that we can inspire and entertain and educate in every episode, I think there's a little smattering of that. And we do that through a wide range of guests. Obviously, right now, it's just the two of us talking. And I think you can expect more of these just one-on-ones in the future. But we always try to bring in people like athletes, promoters, coaches, brand ambassadors, people who are doing interesting things in the space. That's kind of the why of it. Kristen, why don't we talk a little bit about, like, what we're up to at the moment? So we're both just back from Mid-South. How was your Mid-South?
It was great. Mid-South, I haven't been back to Mid-South since, I think, 2018. So it was really nice to get back there, have an early season race, and just be reminded of what a great special event that is. It's a cool, you know, it's a cool place to visit, but then just the energy around it, it's just so creative and colorful and warm, I guess, is the way to describe it. And a really nice way to kind of kick off the season with friends and just catching up with everybody.
Well, and warm, not just in terms of atmosphere, but in terms of temperature. Yeah. I mean, as we look out the window, it's still spitting snow. We have a couple feet of snow on the ground. We came back from Mid-South to digging out of 4 feet of snow. So we got our strength work in for the week after that. I agree. Mid-South was fantastic. We had a really good time. You were racing in the elite field. I raced single speed and had a nice battle with an old pal. It's the kickoff for the season. You know, you get to reconnect with all those people that you maybe haven't seen since last season. For us, probably, like, it would be normally like a Big Sugar, but we weren't even at Big Sugar last year. So, what about the rest of the year? What do you have on tap?
So I'm back in the Grand Prix, the Lifetime Grand Prix this year. So that's going to be a major focus for me. I mean, it's a 8 month or 7 month span. So kicking things off for that at Sea Otter. So with the mountain bike race out there, and then heading to Unbound. I'm going to race the 200. I was considering using that as a drop race this year, because in the Grand Prix there are 7 races. You get 2 drop races. So you can either not show up or you can just, you know, use your worst results. So I was thinking about dropping the 200 so that I could go try and defend my XL win, which sounds fun and interesting, but I'm excited to race the 200 again. I haven't been back there in a couple of years.
It'll be your first time experiencing the women's only start at Unbound.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. For the full Lifetime Grand Prix series is all going to have, each race is going to have a dedicated women's start this year, which is, you know, not every race needs to have that. I think it's great that gravel can be very, you know, varied, and you can go to different races. Like Mid-South, we started with everybody, you know, and I think that was a good opportunity to do that. But with these Grand Prix races where you have, you know, you guaranteed, you know, 30 plus professional women showing up, you know, you can fill out an entire, you know, start grid with that. So I'm really excited to see how that influences the racing and just be a part of it. So yeah, going back to the 200 and then finishing out the season with the rest of the Grand Prix races through October.
Do you think, I'm putting you on the spot, we haven't talked about this, but do you think that the women's only start will favor you or hurt your chances?
You know, it's, I think definitely it'll favor, you know, my strengths. But I think Mid-South was a good, it opened my eyes a little bit to just, it may not favor me as much as I thought it would, because I was in a group with some strong women, early on as we were trying to catch kind of the main women's group at Mid-South. And man, it was hard to stay on that group of, you know, with the women pulling. And so knowing mm-hmm. like just how strong the very, very top level women in the sport are, it's not as like clear cut, oh yeah, I can totally just like sit on any women's field group.
Right.
It's going to be more challenging than maybe anticipated.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, since then, you've had a little cold. You're kind of coming off that. If you sound nasally, we hope we sound better. We did invest in some microphones and headphones, so we're hoping the audio is better on this podcast than in the first two. In our defense, we were just kind of experimenting and seeing if this is something we wanted to do, if it would stick, so to speak. And bit the bullet. Hope we sound better. We'll continue to work on it. Thanks for the input from Ben Delaney and some other people who had some great advice to share there. But anyway, I'm sorry, I was talking about your cold. So you're kind of on a little bit of a forced rest. Are you panicking at all?
Trying not to be. You could probably answer that better than I can. No, I'm trying to be really, really patient. I know Seattle's not going to be my A race of the season, just based on where we live and being under snow at this point. Just not able to get kind of the volume and the training in that I need to in order to be, you know, peaking. So it's okay. You know, it's obviously not ideal, and I would rather be out training and riding a bunch right now. But it is what it is, and that's, you got to deal with it.
Absolutely. What about the bikes you're riding? I don't think you've talked about those on the podcast yet, because you have some pretty fancy new bikes.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited this year. So I'm working with Mosaic Cycles. They're a local, or a Boulder-based frame building company, Titanium Bikes, which is, you know, like probably one of the very few professional riders out there riding Thai bikes. Brendan Wirtz is another notable guy who's going to probably go win some races this year on Mosaics. But they ride so beautifully. I guess in my background, I didn't mention I used to work at Velo News, years ago. I was one of the tech editors there. So definitely into the tech and kind of, you know, testing lots of bikes and putting time in on all the different equipment. And I've just really fallen in love with Titanium. It's just a beautiful ride. The Mosaics are really, lively, I would say. You know, mm-hmm. they just feel like they're part of you as you're kind of racing and riding. And we've built up some really cool ones that are very aero, very light, you know, surprisingly light, thanks to a lot of the Shimano components as well. So thanks, Nick, on Shimano stuff. And yeah, I think I'm just excited. And then I have these incredible paint jobs, and I think that's one of the fun, you know, it's not a performance enhancer maybe, but it's a happiness enhancer. And having those really cool, it's kind of almost like snakeskin or honeycomb design on my bikes that I'm really excited to show off at all these races. So definitely come by the Mosaic tents and check those out, because they're super cool.
Yeah, and if everything goes to plan, some pretty fancy kits are showing up today that'll match those bikes. So a lot of fun stuff you get to play with this year. I'm excited for your bikes. I actually didn't build them. We had a good friend of ours, Eric Green, build those for us. He's another pro mechanic, former pro mechanic, and helped us out, because we've spent so much time on the road. It's kind of hard to get those builds done, but they're spectacular. So yeah, pretty cool.
So yeah, Nick, in terms of what, you know, I just rambled on about what I'm doing. How about you want to share a little bit about your own adventures this year? Some big ones coming up.
Yeah, well, I mean, job one is supporting Kristen, and I kind of do mean that. I mean, I have my own goals, but we're very much a team, and I don't know, it's special to be a part of an athlete's journey, and I know I'm saying this in front of my wife, and so that's a little bit awkward, but it is a pretty, I feel really fortunate to have the relationship I have. In terms of my personal stuff, you know, I was at Mid-South, I did it on a single speed, which was just, you know, it's just as Ben Delaney told me, he's like, you just always got to be a little different, don't you? You know, but I did that for some strength building. I really want to, I'm trying to build a lot of durability because I'm going to do an individual time trial on the Great Divide mountain bike route. For those who don't know, a lot of people, I think, in our world have heard of Tour Divide. Lachlan Morton raced it last year, did an amazing, amazing documentary on it as well that you can check out on YouTube. I think it's called The Divide. Tour Divide borrows a particular option or series of options on the Great Divide mountain bike route. So the Great Divide mountain bike route or route was developed by the Adventure Cycling Association. It's an organization I used to work for. I was one of their editors for their member magazine. But yeah, they developed this incredible route that now extends up to Jasper beyond Banff. So it's another almost 400 miles longer than when it started in Banff. And Jay Peterberry is a friend of mine, and he was starting something last year he called Unearthed. Project ran into some problems when he was hit by a car and lucky to come out of it in one piece. But the point in all of this is I'm really excited that I'm going to start mid-June and then race solo from Jasper in Alberta, Canada, next to the spine of the Rockies down to Antelope Wells, New Mexico. So it'll be around 3,000 miles. It's self-supported, so it's only what I find along the way. So I can use hotels, I can use laundromats, I can use groceries, all those things, but I don't have any support crew following me, no video crew following me, anything like that. I'm trying to do this as a really kind of aesthetically pure pursuit, which is scary. You know, I've raced down the Divide, as I mentioned in the intro, back in 2018. I raced Tour Divide, but had some issues there where it was just all about getting the finish. I had some stomach issues, some food poisoning, and honestly, like, I was really happy to get it finished, but I finished in 24 days and change, and I know I can, there's a lot faster time in there for me. So, yeah, that's the big one. And then beyond that, I have no idea what I'll be doing. Cause I think it's, you know, you have to protect your future self against over scheduling. So I don't really have anything else, on the calendar aside from, again, being at those Lifetime Grand Prix rounds to support you. But I think that's enough. That's a big enough challenge for 1 year.
Well, given that the name of this podcast is Funbound Podcast, you'll definitely be out at Unbound, hopefully having a lot of fun out there. But I think one thing we didn't mention or we haven't gone into is what will be happening on that Wednesday before Unbound. And that is that Nick is going to be inducted into the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame this year. So he was nominated and selected for the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame. And so we have a banquet dinner that will be, you know, standing up and he'll be given a speech and accepting his award there. So if you're going to be in Emporia, you know, a couple days before the race, make sure to, you know, sign up and get into that banquet. It's a really fun event. We've been to the first two that happened years. This is the third year of this of the Hall of Fame. And it's a really good night. It's a great time. You just like see some legends of the sport, including Nick, who's going to be, you know, part of that. So we're really proud, really proud of that and excited.
It's going to be a good time. It's really humbling. I can't believe the class I'm in. I get to stand alongside Celine Yeager, Linda Garrett, and Jay Peterberry. We're all the class of 2024. My mom's going to make it out now, which is great. It's humbling. Kristen and I have a bet going whether I cry or not. I'm a pretty emotional guy, so I'll try really hard not to cry. But yeah, it's going to be fun. It's a little bizarre, but I'm over the moon. I couldn't be happier. It's a really special thing. What else are we doing this year, Kristen?
More podcasting. Yeah, we're really looking forward to keeping this rolling. You know, it's been a little bit off and on just as we're getting things up and running and, you know, took the first two episodes to get our feet under ourselves. And now we're hopefully sound better and have a little bit more of a rhythm with it all. So, you know, we have our list of dream guests, of people that we want to talk to and share experiences with. But if anybody out there, anyone listening, if you have people that you're like, yeah, you guys have to talk to this person about their experiences at Unbound, you know, just gravel in general, we'd love to hear from you guys. So leave us a comment on Instagram And my handle is at KP Legan, L-E-G-A-N. Nick, what is your handle?
At N Legan, N-L-E-G-A-N. And you can also find these in the show notes if you look below. So we put them for every episode. But yeah, we'll do posts, of course, promoting every episode like this one. And that's another great place. You can put it in the comments on Instagram as well. And then, you know, at the same time, we would ask that you do us a little favor. We're a little podcast. This is just a side hustle. It's a little bit of a hobby for us. It's something we get to do. But do give this a share. You know, if you're enjoying this podcast, we would love it if you would send the link to your buddies, your riding crew, your club, someone who might learn something or be inspired or be entertained by what we're up to. So, and of course, all those common cliches now, it never hurts to like, subscribe. And if you can give us a 5-star review, it helps us be more discoverable, especially on Apple. In the meantime, Kristen, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. And yeah, we'll catch you next time on the Fun Bound Podcast.